This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
But first, our top story this half hour. Chicago's contract to use the controversial ShotSpotter gunshot detection technology expired 3 weeks ago. And even though Mayor Johnson has insisted it's ineffective and too expensive, some aldermen and other leaders have been working hard to bring it back. The latest push includes a multi-million dollar sweetener from some business groups. WBBM political editor Craig Delamore has the update from City Hall.
Mayor Johnson canceled the ShotSpotter contract and put out a request for information about new policing technologies. But at a news conference here, Eric Smith, a vice chairman at BMO Harris Bank, said the Civic Committee of the Commercial Club is willing to keep ShotSpotter going in the interim.
We will do our part to ensure that we raise private dollars in securing $2.5 million so that we can take the cost of this issue off the table and recognize that we cannot put a price tag on saving innocent lives.
17th Ward Alderman David Moore says police get to shooting scenes faster and the victims get needed aid with ShotSpotter.
We plead with this administration to do this right thing for the people and make this city as safe as it can be, because we don't want to stop until the right thing is done, and we will not stop until the right thing is done.
At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
So, what does the mayor's office say? Chicago's deputy mayor of community safety, Gary Gatewood, tells CBS News Chicago that the offer to pay for ShotSpotter is not new.
We were aware of the $2.5 million already prior to this.
Okay.
And I think it's important that folks know this is not how contracts are negotiated, right? So negotiating contracts in the public sphere is just not the way that the city operates. It's just not the way contracts operate.
But the mayor has another big challenge on his plate, filling a budget shortfall that's expected to be close to $1 billion. This afternoon, sources tell Crane Chicago Business that Johnson's team told city department heads to consider the possibility of layoffs as part of a strategy to close that gap. The mayor's office is also reportedly weighing the political implications of proposing a property tax increase, which would break one of his campaign promises. He's now set to deliver his spending plan to the city council at the end of the month. 3:06 now, two customers at a fast food restaurant are dead after Chicago police say an employee pulled out a gun and started shooting. CBS News Chicago reporter Mugo Odigwe says that shooting happened last night at the JJ Chicken and Fish restaurant at 78th and Western.
Two men, one of them 55 years old, the other 56, were arguing with an employee at the restaurant. At some point, that male employee pulled out a handgun and fired several shots. One man was hit in the face, the other in the head. Police say they both died at the scene.
No one is in custody and the circumstances are being investigated by detectives. Potential jurors are filling out questionnaires today in the trial of former Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan. He faces charges of racketeering, bribery, and conspiracy, and he denies any wrongdoing. In-person questioning expected to begin tomorrow. If the full panel of 12 jurors and six alternates is selected in time, they will likely hear opening statements next Tuesday. People in suburban Cook County will finally be able to start casting ballots for next month's election tomorrow.
We are excited to announce the kickoff of early voting in Cook County.
Cook County Clerk Cedric Giles.
Which will begin October 9th at 5 locations in the suburbs and 1 in downtown Chicago. Voters can cast an early ballot at any of the 5 suburban courthouse locations.
Those courthouses are in Rolling Meadows, Skokie, Maywood, Bridgeview, and Markham. The downtown Chicago location is at 69 West Washington. Expanded early voting will begin at more than 50 suburban locations October 21st, and there is a tweak to the system.
We are introducing a new voter check-in process called Signature Update. This process will allow a voter to upgrade their signature in person and in real time at the polling location where they are casting their ballot.
Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
Political saga continues to unfold in Dalton with the latest drama taking place during a meeting of village trustees.
Mayor Tiffany Henyard showed up at the meeting at a Park District facility about an hour after it started. She was heckled as she said she was there to lay down the law. A majority of trustees are at odds with the mayor. Henyard then said she was there to appoint her new police chief, village manager, and village attorney. Appointments that a judge earlier determined were not legal because they were not approved by the trustees. Heckling continued until Henyard walked out. The mayor had earlier tried to have the meeting at the Village Hall. Just two of the six trustees showed up. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The anti-violence organization Chicago CRED has received a federal grant of nearly $4 million all to work to prevent violence. Former U.S. Secretary and head of Chicago Public Schools, Arnie Duncan, says the grant money will also help other nonprofits doing similar work.
We don't have a scarcity of heart. We have a scarcity of resources. And if we can bring resources to where that heart and passion and commitment is, then I'm much more hopeful, I'm much more optimistic that we can have a kind of transformative reduction in violence. But somehow we've been the absolute outlier in terms of violence. It's a shame. It's like the cancer that's eating the soul of our city.
Duncan says the grant money will also go towards mentoring young people, helping with basic needs, taking them on trips, and getting them to see the positive instead of negative. Well, as it prepares to close down, leaders of a Schaumburg YMCA are vowing to keep it around.
While an exact location and design are up in the air, operators of the Campanelli YMCA say when the 56-year-old facility closes its doors this fall, they hope to relocate in the Schaumburg area. The move comes after the building was sold to Pulte Homes, which, alongside the village, plans to construct close to 70 new townhomes where the Y currently stands. The Daily Herald reports the closure could come as soon as Thanksgiving. Those who work at Campanelli are expected to move to Elgin's Taylor YMCA. Andy Day, News Radio, 105.9 WBB.
And from the AppleChevy.com sports desk, here's 670 The Score's Mike Esposito.
Lisa, thank you. London is calling for the Bears this week. They'll take on the Jacksonville Jaguars across the pond on Sunday morning. The Bears have already flown to the UK. They're settling in and trying to adjust their body clocks ahead of the weekend matchup. The Jags 1-4. The Bears improved to 3-2 with Sunday's dominant win over Carolina. The NHL season gets underway tonight for the Blackhawks in Utah. Wait, Utah? Rick Gregg explains.
Yes, Utah, home now of the Utah Hockey Club, the successors to the nearly left for dead Arizona Coyotes.
It's exciting for us to get started, for one thing, and I think it's going to be a little extra excitement for us. I'm sure it is for them. We just got to make sure we match that excitement, as I'm sure we will, because we're anxious to get going.
Luke Richardson, who enters season three after opening his head coaching career with two of the worst seasons in Hawks history. Covering the Blackhawks, Rick Gregg, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
There is also Bulls basketball tonight. The fall sports start to take over here. It is their first preseason game of the year. It's in Cleveland. You can listen over on 670 The Score starting at 5:45. Two National League playoff games tonight in Major League Baseball. Both series tied, one game apiece. The Phillies and Mets square off this afternoon with Aaron Nola facing Sean Manaea. Tonight out west, San Diego and Michael King against the Dodgers, Walker Buehler. Some NFL news and notes. The first head coach firing has happened this morning. The Jets launched Robert Saleh after a 2-3 start. Defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich takes over there. Drake May is in for New England. The rookie will start at quarterback this week. Jacoby Brissett heads to the bench. And the Chicago Fire have hired Greg Berhalter as head coach and director of football. Berhalter formerly coached the U.S. men's national team. With sports at 16:46, I'm 670 The Score's Mike Esposito on News Radio 105.9 WBB.
Our top story this hour deals with Hurricane Milton's apparent collision course with Central Florida. Forecasters now say the Category 4 storm is gathering strength, with maximum sustained winds now around 155 miles per hour. This man's filling up his car with gas in the Tampa area town of Ruskin.
Where I'm at right now, I don't think I need to evacuate. All I'm concerned about more is we're getting both wind and water.
Much more on Milton coming up at 3:31. And we're also hearing from people from the Chicago area whose lives are being upended as they try to get out of the way of the hurricane. This story is new at 3. WBBM's Haley Hansen is here at the anchor desk with that part of our story. Haley.
Lisa, Birgit Tyrell grew up in Lake Zurich, but moved to Tampa Bay, Florida 3 years ago. Milton will be her fourth hurricane in that amount of time.
This is a scarier one. We stayed for Helene. We saw the storm surge. We're on the second floor. That storm surge surrounded us with water. So the storm surge that could potentially get us this time could even reach us up on the second level.
Tyrell has since evacuated to a hotel north of Tampa through Saturday. Her daughter and her grandson evacuated to Georgia, but it took 15 hours of backed up traffic to get there safely. She says she's not sure when they'll be able to return to their home. The National Hurricane Center downgraded Milton to a Category 4 hurricane earlier today, but forecasters say it still poses an extremely serious threat to Florida. Reporting live from the Anchor Desk, Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.